MatchingDonors.com.
WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Today is Equal Pay Day. The day marks how long women must work. 1 1/3 years to make as much as men make in just 1 year in the same job. Check out these numbers. Same career, man and woman. After 40 years, he retires at the age of 60. She will have to work 10 more years to close that salary gap. Isn't it any wonder more women have a side hustle? Well, honestly, men are doing it, too. And we're talking about side hustles tonight. My guests are LaShonda Bracey. She is author of Your A to Z Guide to Government Contracting, and Denise Hart. She's a full-time Howard University professor, but she also has a side hustle. She's also a marketing business coach. You want to talk about side hustles, the pros, the cons, what to look out for. We're talking about it. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum, WHUR. LaShonda and Denise, thanks for coming in. Good to see you ladies again.
Likewise.
How are you?
Okay, first things first, Denise, why do you have a side hustle?
Well, you know, I had a very unique upbringing, Harold, and I always say that I had to go from a welfare identity to a worth and wealth reality. So once I got of age, it never seemed right to me to have one source or one stream of income because something could happen. And I felt more comfortable really being in control of my destiny.
When did you start your side hustle?
I've had my side hustle my whole life, but when I kind of came into adulthood and was looking at the prospects of, you know, securing like a full-time job, initially I had several side hustles that really were out of necessity, sort of just making extra money. But then I realized that I really needed to hook in and do something that fed my soul, that really spoke, was from my gift source. And so then I became much more deliberate and intentional about how I use my extra time, which we all have 24 hours in a day, and also my gift. And so I really created something that had more meaning.
LaShonda, you are a government contractor, but your side hustle is helping other people learn how to contract with the federal government. But why do people decide to have a side hustle? Is it to get out of debt, to buy stuff just because they're greedy? I'm kidding. what's the genesis of individual side hustles?
I think there are a number of reasons, but for me, I always use a side hustle or one of my side hustles to handle something else that's going on. So maybe not necessarily debt, but oh, I want a new car. So instead of taking from my day-to-day income, I'm going to do this for X amount of months, and then I can go and pay for that car as opposed to having a 5-year car note.
Okay, now, X amount of months, what kind of car are you buying with just X amount of months?
Depends on what kind of contract I have.
Okay, I was going to say.
Well, how much money are you bringing in?
Exactly.
I was thinking about, you know, the Flintstones where you pedal with your feet for just a few kind
no.
of months. So what are the pros and cons of side hustles? Because I know a lot of people, if you work a full-time job, that full-time job is more than full-time. It's not right. just 40 hours a week. People are already getting up early. They're working late. So how do you have the time to do that side hustle?
Well, I think that most people do work a typical 9-to-5 structure. In the my career or my job, I don't have a typical 9-to-5. And for a while, I thought, well, maybe I'll be a real estate agent. I was just trying to figure out because I had extra time. But for most people who do work a traditional 9-to-5, we sometimes say you have your 9-to-5 so that it can help fund your 5-to-9. And you have to prioritize, number one, you've got to use really awesome time management skills. You got to set boundaries with both your family and your employer so that, no, if you're not being compensated, you're not working, 10, 15 extra hours in a week. Those are just some of the recommendations I give to people who work with me because a lot of people come to me. I actually coined a phrase. I call myself a parapreneur, meaning I have dual tracks. I have my career and I also have my side hustle, if you will. So a lot of people come wanting to know how can they do that. So I recommend boundaries, time management, organize yourself, know what your gift is, and then work with someone who's going to be able to example to you and support you in taking the right steps.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about side hustles, bringing extra money in, how to work smarter, not harder, to bring in that extra cash. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Yolanda, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I was calling because I wanted to know, how to get started in getting the government contracts to make that extra cash for your side hustle.
You can reach out to me at LaShondaBracy.com. But the first thing that you want to do is identify exactly what you want to do, what service you want to provide, and who you want to provide it to, because your service may not be needed by every agency.
Mm-hmm. Give me a little bit more about that, because a lot of people, when you talk about federal contracting, just that term seems to be a bit, daunting. What's the process? What do you have to do? I mean, you just don't walk up to the Department of Labor or the Department of Education or even to the White House and say, pay me because I can do this.
So first thing you need to do is register and just make sure you're registered properly. So part of that daunting process is just having your paperwork in order and being registered properly. Again, whatever you do, whatever sold to private sector is sold to the federal government. And people don't, small businesses, or if you've got a side hustle, most of the time you don't think about that. But if you sell dresses, you can potentially have a small store in a dress shop underneath a building in one of the federal agencies. I was in USDA, and on Wednesdays, they actually allow small businesses that have natural products to sell them in the lobby, and about 5,000 people walk through USDA's building every Wednesday. In the summertime, it's outside. So I was in that building one day, and a man started his own pickle company. He was selling pickles.
Wow. How about that?
Pickles and peppers.
Okay. Yeah, that's amazing to me now, because I know that obviously if you're selling pickles or dresses or peppers or what have you, you may also have to compete with other pickle pepper pickers.
So when competing with government contracts, you want to stand out. You want to make sure you have a product or a service and what you're offering stands out to whoever your potential buyer is. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily the highest price, and it's not necessarily the lowest price, because us as small businesses, we often want to undercut ourselves in order to get the deal. But sometimes in a larger contract or a contract setting, you undercutting yourself will cause you not to win that contract.
Or perhaps not even make any money.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yolanda, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about side hustles, the pros, the cons, how it's done, what to watch out for. Denise, here's the big issue. How do you balance that? That you always hear about work-life balance, but this is work-work balance. You've got a full-time job, and again, if you're baking cakes, for example, on the side, you're not just baking them for church. I mean, if you've got a good thing going here, you can get overwhelmed.
You can get overwhelmed. One of the things that I recommend people do, number one, prioritize your time. Number two, set up a revenue strategy, for example, that helps you understand how much time output you need to generate X amount of dollars. So using the baking cake example, let's say that I know that my cakes are going to be $50 a pop and I want to sell 10 cakes over a 2-week period. Then I'm going to just sort of begin with the end in mind, back out of that, knowing that it takes me 30 minutes to whip up a cake, how much time that cake needs to be in the oven, how much time it needs to cool, et cetera. Do I have a delivery system? Are people coming to pick it up for me? And really, really work all these details out. My stepmother back in Nebraska makes peanut brittle. She was doing it on the side. I had her to set it up as a business. She is making what she thinks of as buku money now because she intentionally now treats it like a business.
How do you know, LaShonda, when the side hustle could very well be the main gig?
Well, I've actually had that opportunity. I was working as a government contractor, and I had some side hustles at some other government agencies. And it got to the point where I had to make a decision. Was I going to continue on with the full-time job, or was I going to go full force on the side hustle? And I had to go back and look at my numbers. And after really looking at my numbers and evaluating them, I made more money on the side hustle than I was making from the 9-to-5. So it was very easy for me to walk away from it. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to have a number in mind, stick to that number. And if it will sustain what your monthly income, what you're used to having, then it could potentially be time to walk away. And then also don't be afraid to hire help. And you don't necessarily have to have employees, but you can hire in 1099. Mm-hmm. So I have several 1099s that I use when I feel like I may be getting a little overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. You're talking, of course, the 1099 income tax form.
Correct.
Yeah, that you send out to them and so that you can account for how much you're putting out.
Exactly.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking about side hustles. Do you have a side hustle? Are you thinking about it? If you have any questions, give us a call. Brian, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, name is Brian. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Great. Great subject this evening.
Thank you.
Listening to the other callers, my side hustle in particular happens to be basically being a courier. The numbers are increasing doing that. More specifically, you have like the Uber Eats, those who are driving with Uber, and things of that nature. It can be a good situation to get into. One thing that I would, caution, one caveat, is that you just got finished talking about 1099. Most of these cases, you're independent. You're an independent contractor. And one thing you want to be aware of is that Uncle Sam is going to be looking for that for those taxes.
Mm-hmm. What's your full-time job, Brian?
I'm an IT professional.
You're an IT person. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good point. Denise, talk to me about that, about Uncle Sam.
Well, one of the things you want to make sure you do is you want to set up, my accountant recommends, a separate account where you deposit if you're not paying your taxes quarterly, which you can do that, you deposit at least 28% of your revenue generated so that you're able to pay taxes. I actually just heard from my accountant today, and I just posted on Facebook that I had a really good 2016. Uncle Sam's about to get a really good check.
Mm-hmm.
So that, it's covered and you are keeping pace with what is expected of you. And obviously, I just mentioned an operative word. If you aren't working with a CPA, or if you don't have someone who works inside of your business, you need someone to work alongside you to help you with your bookkeeping and keep you really financially, fiscally responsible. It's the best thing I ever did.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about side hustles, bringing in extra cash in addition to what you're bringing in with your full-time job. How to work smarter, not harder. Let's go to Deneen. Deneen, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Just fine.
Awesome. So I have a mobile mixology business.
A what?
And mobile mixology. I'm a bartender.
Oh.
I don't like to use bartender because I do so much outside of bartending. I'm a tips trainer. I train bartenders. I go to bars and open and close them. I do so much in it.
Okay.
And one of my biggest things that I'm feeling is like my business isn't growing. And I want to know, like, how do I cater to government agencies that have holiday parties and not go under like a catering business? Sometimes people tend to run away when you say bartending or mixology.
Hmm.
So my recommendation for you is to possibly come in under an actual event planning company.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Come in under an event planning company.
Okay.
Okay. Event planning?
Because event planning companies are going to actually host the whole caveat. They're going to be responsible for identifying the DJ. They're going to be responsible for identifying who's going to work the bar. They're going to be identifying those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So a good example is DNC has an event every year, and they use a large event planner, and they actually had a bar company similar to yours come in and serve drinks at our after-hours event.
Okay. Deneen, hold on, because I have another question that may help you, but I've got to take a break, okay? Also, Lorenzo, calling from Virginia. Anthony, calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. And Candace, calling from Maryland. Stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. We are continuing to take your phone calls. If you're having difficulty getting through, please don't stop trying. We will be taking your phone calls, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR.